Hello, and welcome to episode 37 of Toxic Tea Podcast. I'm your co-host, Erin.
And I'm Ashley, and my voice is still waking up, but we're still together.
We're recording in the morning.
Erin made me get up this morning, and she said, brush your teeth, wash your face, do your hair, and get that shit set up.
No, I didn't.
Without saying it.
Your alarm went off before mine.
I was really trying to be good. I always go to bed. Maybe other people do this.
Of course they do. I already know what you're going to say.
You go to bed with just like the hopes and aspirations that you're going to get up early. Like it sounds so, it sounds so nice at 10 o'clock at night to be like, I'm going to get up at 6:30 and come downstairs and just drink coffee and be peaceful. No, you're not.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You're not. We have no reason to get up that early.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's because I'm a morning workout person.
Sick.
And for me, I'm always like, oh, well, that's no problem. I'll just get up at 6, do a workout and shower. And I don't leave time for anything else. Like, it's like chaos after that. Like,
yeah,
I have to make sure I have food, lunch pack. So I'm trying to be better at like setting more time for like packing a lunch when I'm gone, eating breakfast, making coffee, these things where I'm not chaos when I get to work.
Yeah. I have no, like my work as far as like being on the court, as you know, doesn't start until 2.
Yeah.
So doing like all the administrative, I do that in the morning, but like I have a reason to get up.
Yeah. I think that's no, if you are a night person, because you get, you like getting work done at night, then lean into that. I'm not like as soon as I wake the day, it's like a peak at 12 and then decline.
You and Waffles are the exact same. If as soon as one of us even opens an eye, Waffles is up. And he's ready to do whatever we need.
Yeah. I take my last clients usually at like 6 too. And now that it's kind of, you know, dark and at night last night, I was like, it's getting to that time of year where it feels kind of weird having a client at night now.
Yeah.
You know, where I'm like, and I'm tired. I'm ready to watch TV.
Yeah. Like, I just want to make soup and sit.
Are you going to make lasagna soup?
I am going to make lasagna soup.
Yeah. You've found that recipe.
I found 4.
4 different recipes?
They're all pretty similar.
We made shrimp tacos yesterday, or shrimp lettuce wraps. Are you going to get more shrimp?
I am going to get more shrimp.
We're kind of in our cooking.
Okay, we've cooked vibe. We cooked 3 meals. Relax.
That's a lot for us because we never eat meals together.
It is. We do eat meals together. We don't cook meals at home together. But we've talked about that. We live in a condo. Like, cooking in our kitchen's not fun.
Well, and again, like you just said, you work all evening.
I do usually work evenings, but like we do. We, if we're going to have a meal together, we go out. We just enjoy a meal at a restaurant.
Well, I like a meal out, and we live by so many good restaurants. Like, yeah. Sue me.
Sue me.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm not driving.
Eat my ass. I'm going out. It's a little early for that talk.
Wow.
It's a little early for that talk.
That's aggressive.
Yeah, but I meant it.
Well, can I say a few things first?
Oh, she has a few words.
So,
please.
I just feel like I want to keep everyone up on my book journey.
Oh! I'm halfway through whatever book I'm reading. I don't even know what it's called. I don't even know what the name of my book is. You were like, just try it.
You're reading Malibu Rising.
Cool. It's good. But go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So I started with that book. I'm in my, I've been like back. Started with that book.
She's on book 3. I'm still on book 1.
No, but it's not, they're not necessarily connected, but I read the book kind of tied to that.
They just finished.
Carrie Soto is back. Mm-hmm. And Carrie Soto is in your book. She's a character.
Yeah. I haven't gotten to Carrie yet.
But the book, I had so many good reviews and I had some recommendations from friends. And to be honest, I gave it a 3 out of 5 on Goodreads because it was all about tennis. And it felt like I was reading Andre Agassi.
Who's Agassi?
Andre.
Somebody's because coming. Somebody's coming for us.
The Andre is killing me right now.
She said Andre Agassi.
Sorry. I literally have taken 2 sips of my coffee. Yeah. Okay.
Just throw it down.
Andre Agassi. There has to be every episode there's something we say wrong. Me, usually.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. It felt like his book, kind of, to where he described every tennis match to detail. And it's like, I don't care.
Also, no way he just remembers that off the rip. Like, he watched film of himself or something. Like, you don't remember all that shit.
No.
Like, we've played in some pretty important basketball games.
I don't remember shit.
I don't remember a damn thing. People will be like, oh, I remember sitting down on the bench and relacing my shoes and looking up at the score. No, you don't.
Yeah, you're right.
You watched yourself on film.
I don't even remember. I don't remember how I felt that day, what I ate.
I barely remember my game last night.
Yeah. And I never remember any score. Like, I don't have no idea how many points I scored. I have no idea.
Same. I'll update you guys on my game last night after Aaron does their books.
Oh, yeah. So I think that's like, I think you should read it, but just be prepared. It's a lot more tennis. I thought it was like a love story. It is a love story, kind of, but it's...
Pun intended.
Yeah.
Love?
I know. I get it. I just...
Oh, like, she didn't like it.
I was like going to laugh.
No, you like, didn't get it, I don't think.
No, I got it. Obviously, I just read a whole book about tennis.
Oh, she's a tennis
expert. Always like, love, deuce, ace.
It is such a confusing scoring system.
I broke his serve.
Wait, why'd they do that?
Someone needs to be talked to. Because it says, isn't it? I don't know. Gosh, I'm going to get wrong. Love. Okay, well, whatever. It goes 30 to 40, right? Not 45?
I'm not very good.
There's something where it's off.
It's like 15, 30, 40 or something.
Yeah, like that doesn't even make sense.
Of course it doesn't.
Who thought of that?
No, I don't know.
So, yeah, that's my take on it. 3 to 5. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Now I started Fourth Wing, but everyone's talking about this book. It's, I'm maybe like 30% in. It's definitely a mix of Hunger Games meets Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And a lot of like killing. I've been having weird dreams, honestly, because of it.
One thing about Erin is she's very sensitive with her dreams.
Yeah, I am.
She could see a commercial about literally, I'm trying to think of something that's not even scary, but like, just like a darker commercial, like the lighting is just darker. And she's like, I had crazy dreams.
No, really, though.
Like a commercial that was shot at night. And you're like, I had crazy dreams.
That's why I don't like watching scary movies.
I know.
And I'm reading this book that is about dragons. So anyway, keep you updated.
Okay.
Apparently there's supposed to be some smut in it, but I'm just waiting.
Yeah, I want to read
that. I think
that
that's
book.
What Harry Potter was missing.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
That's a kid series. Just kidding. Yeah, the adult series. We need that next.
Yeah. And how was your game last night? Is that why you're a little tired?
I'm exhausted, but like I know that all my teammates get up and go to work at a regular hour, so like I'm not trying to complain.
That's crazy. You guys
like,
play so late.
I bet most of them have already been at work for an hour.
That's crazy. They're probably starving.
I know that they hate playing late at night, and I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah, I was just about to sleep when you got home.
And I said, hey.
No, I could smell your food you were making.
It was bomb.
It did smell good.
Yeah, it was good. We beat the shit out of the team we played last night, respectfully. We were firing on all cylinders.
Are you kind of in your David Beckham era then, yeah. Would you say?
Like making a comeback?
Not necessarily.
What do you mean?
Just being good.
My fashion era?
No.
but that came out really fast. But that's facts.
I meant just being good.
Our team is very
dominating.
Good. Our team is good. This is like when he went and played for Real Madrid. That's how I feel on this basketball team.
Can't lose. But he did get benched. Remember that.
And you know what? I didn't start last night.
Why?
So stay humble. I just always show up right at tip.
Ashley,
I am coming.
You
from
are
work.
David Beckham. Like, are
I'm
you,
coming.
You're
from
distracted.
Work. I had to leave practice early last night.
You're distracted with me, probably.
Literally, you'll be like, just come home.
No, I'm trying to be like Victoria Beckham, where she said, "Go, move. I'm staying here."
Said,
I'm staying
"Go
in LA.
To Spain."
I'm staying in LA.
I love LA. She said, "I love LA."
Or maybe she stayed in
the UK. No, it was LA.
Yeah, she said, "Leave, bye, be gone."
She said, "The kids are in school. Be gone."
She said. You ain't Charles Barkley.
Be gone. God, we reference that movie every fucking week.
Space Jam?
Yeah.
We do?
You know what?
You're thinking of Love and Basketball.
I am.
I'm thinking of Space Jam.
Of course.
When Charles Barkley
of course.
Comes. You ain't Charles Barkley.
And it wasn't. It wasn't. He wasn't in his game.
Honestly, I have to watch that movie. That's one of those ones I can never get enough of.
A lot of kids have never seen the original now.
What?
It's really heartbreaking because like there's such good examples in there. The other day I was talking to one of my clients because I was trying to teach her how to like extend to the rim, like reach for the basket. And I was like on her layup, like finger roll it.
Of course.
And I was like, have you ever seen Space Jam? And she was like, the original. And I was like, the only one.
What do you mean?
Like, not to be rude.
The second one even come out?
Yeah. And it was with LeBron and like they tried to use fake kids. And
wait,
it's like,
you and I never watched it.
No, I did. Remember? Oh. I watched it here.
Where was
day.
I?
I don't think you were here. I think you were like out or maybe like in Bend or something.
Oh my God.
It was whack. I saved you.
So so you don't think I should watch it?
No.
Okay.
Like, you can't put LeBron in a movie and then say it's his family. Like, bitch, we know what his kids look like.
That's...
We know his family.
Okay. Did you see that new Beats commercial that he and his family are in? I'm obsessed.
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't liked anything about it on Instagram because I want it to come back into my algorithm so I can see it.
Okay.
It's, at a better time.
That's exactly what... Okay. If Space Jam would have been that feeling...
I think I would have...
I have chills for the Beats commercial.
Okay.
And there's a soccer player in it too and I don't really know who he is.
Okay.
Someone's going to come.
I do know who it is. I don't know his name. Kevin would off the rip know exactly.
Yeah, it was giving David Beckham where they, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that Space Jam sucked. But I was trying to tell her, reach for the rim. Have you seen the original Space Jam? And she was like, no, but I do know what play you're talking about when he like jumps from half court. And I was like,
you said, sure.
And I said, do you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, please hold. I paused our session and I made her watch the clip.
That's I what said, I like, Ashley.
I said, look at that reach.
Yeah.
I said, he took off at half court, babes.
She probably dunked. She probably said, yeah, I watched Wemby last week.
And I was like, so this is realistic.
His looks like the cartoon.
I actually said that yesterday to one of my clients because he was like, one of the girls I train is just, she's like really tall, really long. And one of the boys I train, he's really good, but he's just like, hasn't fully grown yet. And so he's a little bit shorter and not as long as she is. And we were playing this game where you chase them down and you try to block their shot.
Yeah.
He was like, she needs to start further back. She's bigger than I am. And I was like, we're preparing for Wemby, babes.
Yeah, facts.
We're preparing for Wemby.
Facts.
That's game on.
So how tall is he?
Who? Wemby?
Yeah.
7'5"? I literally have no idea.
Like his wingspan really is.
I'm going to look up both.
His wingspan really is.
When he blocked a 6'6" guy's shot off of one step from being in the paint. He was in the paint. Took one step, turned and pivoted, and then blocked Andrew Wiggins' shot.
It's crazy.
That was insane.
No, it's crazy. It is the real life Michael Jordan in Space Jam.
It is.
And he...
He's 7'4".
What the... He should be on the Monstars.
He would be a Monstar.
Yeah.
He would be the one that's like... and not for any reason, just because he's long, the tall Monstar. The blue one?
Of course. He's like, the same kind of like body structure.
Yeah. What's his wingspan?
He said, totally, dude.
Totally, dude. Totally.
And does it say his wingspan?
Oh, my God. He has an 8-foot wingspan.
8 foot.
And he's 7'4 barefoot. That means he's 7'6 out there.
It's, you know you're tall when you're not trying to claim those other inches from your shoes.
He's like, no, I'm 7'4 barefoot.
I wonder what size shoe he wears.
1,000. Nike, you know, have you ever been to, I know you have. Have you ever gone to like the back of the Nike clearance store?
Yeah, of course.
And you see size 18 and you're like, who the fuck is buying these?
Yeah.
Wemby's like, those don't fit.
No, isn't that crazy? You could go into a store and a shoe wouldn't fit you.
I mean, I'm sure he experiences that in damn near every store.
Heather McMahon was just talking about on her podcast that, did you listen this week?
No, I haven't yet.
When she was saying how she wears a size, like, I think it was 11 or 13. And she's like, shoes, Nike doesn't make sense because as they get long, like as they get bigger, they don't make them wider.
No, they stay the same width.
She's like, who has skinny long feet like that? Facts.
Wemby. Probably Wemby.
He has slippers.
Yeah, no, he has slippers. He's never sinking.
No.
Never sinking.
Well, how do we get
our game? Let me just really quickly. We scored 140 points last night.
I thought you were joking when you told me that.
No, pretty crazy.
That's a lot.
Like everybody scored last night.
I think that's how much the Monstars scored.
Yeah, it was. No, we had 47 assists as a team.
That's crazy.
And the stat sheet said 3 turnovers. I know that that's a lie.
3 turnovers?
I had 3. You know what I mean? Like I had 5. Yeah. It was insane though. Like,
yeah.
Just, you can't. They were playing us in zone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, we are the high-low. We are high-low.
Yeah. Would you do a Wemby?
Because we have, 3Wembys.
Wow.
We have 3 girls over 6'2".
That's pretty tall.
We're tall.
For a rec league.
We're tall. Shout out Anne for hitting her shots.
Oh, wow, Anne.
I think she got double-digit points last night.
Oh, we love that.
That's a big deal.
She felt inspired.
Yeah, she did. Shout out Meg. She had 35.
Wow.
She's a beast. That's She's a beast on the turnarounds.
Good for her.
we actually like, we, yeah, it got to a point where we were like trying to like, we were trying to play defense, but like not like, you know, like not really.
Yeah.
We looked a little lazy out there at times.
Well, but you should let them score.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, that's fun.
It was fun. Yeah.
Do you want to, should we talk about the, David Beckham?
We can. Yeah.
Documentary?
Bex and Porsche?
Yeah. Let's talk about that first. Or before we go into that, actually, did you want to talk about the haunted house?
Guys, I went to the haunted corn maze. I have some thoughts. One, $35 is crazy.
That's how much it costs?
35 bones.
Wow.
And like, I'm like, I don't care.
Inflation.
It's fine. I'll pay for it. It's an experience. It's not a big deal. I'm not going to go five times, so it's fine. But like,
I think you should get like a free pumpkin with that.
I think you should get a free pumpkin or
a drink, like a free drink.
Like a something.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
A corn on the cob.
Yeah, like a beer ticket. I don't know. Just like something. So $35. I'm just going to keep it real. I think they were understaffed.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about, we were probably in there for 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like I could have been scared a few more times.
Yeah.
They were all,
it was a corn maze.
Excuse me. It was a corn maze. You had to find your way out.
That's scary.
So I'll tell, it's kind of cool because, so they'll let everybody in like 15 minute increments. So you have to buy a time slot. It'll be like 7:15 or earlier, you can go in. 7:30 or earlier, you can go in. And so people are going in waves.
Wow. Okay.
So first and foremost, there were so many kids there because there's a haunted corn maze, a regular corn maze. There's food. There's, you know, there's just something to do. It's on Savvy's Island. So many kids there. I just like didn't want to run into any kids I knew.
Yeah.
That's always a goal, you know, to not see them in the wild sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to the haunted maze and they let
while you're getting scared.
Exactly. Like they don't need to see that. While I'm screaming and hitting 80% top speed. So we're getting ready to go in and they're letting people in. So everybody's walking through it together. So like you're not all on the same path. So we can go right. You could go left. You can follow the people in front of you. You can not follow the people in front of you. You go into like these little huts that are like, you know, they like have scary people in them or like fog. Is it fog?
Yeah.
Fog. The lights that make you want to have a stroke.
Hate. I'll hold my.
They need to breath. Stop. They need to stop putting the strobe lights in there. It's not okay.
Hate.
But I felt like all the scary people were just like in little pods. So if one was there, you knew that a second and a third were going to be there.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you were like, there would be like 4 to 5 minutes of walking and we wouldn't get scared at all. Like, where are y'all at in the stocks?
Yeah.
Like you could ask me to do that for free and I would do it. No problem.
Do what?
Scare people in the stocks.
Oh yeah. I asked you that when you got back.
Like I would just be standing in the stocks, just like still.
You said, I would love to scare people. And I said, would you do it like as a part-time job? And
I
you
said for free.
You said for free.
No, no problem.
I said, I would love to, you know, be like, oh, Ashley's busy Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights.
I think it's the freest and like most yourself you could be besides being a mascot.
Yeah.
The noises they make are so funny. Like there was a girl in there who had on like, you know, the scary like beak mask.
Hate.
And she was making bird sounds. That was funny as fuck.
How do you not laugh? I would laugh.
Because it's not funny in the dark in the corn stalks. It's not funny.
Yeah, it's not funny, but it's funny.
And then this guy, so then we were running. Well, not, we weren't running yet. We were walking through and you know when you hear the chainsaws?
Hate.
And it's just like, you, listen. When you hear the chainsaws, you know you're getting towards the end.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to chase you away from the end.
Yeah.
It's like, we know what's going
on. Why is it always a chainsaw?
It's always a chainsaw. And I told you, it's always pigs.
Ugh.
It's always a pig mask and a chainsaw and overalls.
But like the pigs didn't deserve that.
They didn't deserve it, but like they got cast in those movies and it's done.
Hate it.
So we hear the chainsaws. First of all, one of the chainsaw guys, we're going into one of the little tiny huts. He brings the chainsaw into the tiny hut. Do you know how much gas was in there? These tiny huts are like 10 by 10. They're so small. And he's just revving this chainsaw. I was like, if somebody could pass out in here right now.
No.
Pure gasoline in that tiny hut.
Is it a real chainsaw?
it doesn't have a chain on it. Okay. But it is a real chainsaw. It just isn't moving.
Okay.
So it sounds like one. It smells like one. It's still on gas.
Yeah.
It was, I was like, if somebody could get lightheaded in this little baby hut.
Yeah.
Like, no problem.
Well, that's why I hate haunted houses, because this is what always happens. I feel like every time I've been, maybe I've been to haunted corn maze like once a long time ago, but, okay. But haunted houses, I feel like I never want to be in front. I never want to be in the back. So I'm always squished between my friends. I'm pushing to go through. I can't see. Then one of those strobe lights comes and I've fallen so many times because all the stairs, excuse me.
Forgot to swallow. Forgot how to swallow. She looked over and said, oh,
no, literally.
It's tough.
All the ground is all uneven.
Yeah.
It's dark. People are chasing you. I always fall and hurt my knees.
That's true. It was nice, honestly, going, like, being out in the open like that.
Yeah, I would like because, that better.
Because, like, it was just the three of us at times. And so, like, obviously I was hiding in the middle of the three of us. Like, duh.
Yeah, you had tall friends.
Of course. Surround yourself by tall people. So, like, I wasn't necessarily scared. But that's the cool thing about the corn maze is, like, you don't have to be in front to get scared.
Yeah.
They can come up from behind. The side, all of it. When we heard the chainsaws, there were two of them. And, like, again, it's outside and there's more than one way they can come from. And so we heard them coming, but, like, progressively getting closer and closer and closer. And I was like, we have to run.
Yeah.
Like, we have to run. I'm not playing with these chainsaws.
Yeah.
Me and Boss took off at, like, honestly, 80 to 90% speed. Like, we, like, took off. Willie goes, I wasn't gonna run, but then you guys didn't stop running.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I was scared I was gonna lose you guys.
Oh my God.
That's my biggest fear, is getting lost in there by myself.
Hell, like, yeah.
No, I'm good.
See, to me, like, a corn maze is already scary on its own.
It's dark. It's night. It's a corn maze.
My friend Allie, growing up, will remember this. We used to take field trips to the corn maze in Washington, like, as a field trip.
Mm.
And it was the highlight of our year because I remember there would be puppies, there would be
goats. We had
she might need to correct me on this, and I know she'll text me. I'm pretty sure there was puppies. Like, that's, I think that's why we were always hype. And like lit. And like baby ducks, question mark.
Ooh.
But isn't that a fun field trip to make someone walk around the corn maze?
You remember we used to go to Busy Farms?
Oh yeah.
The farm by a prairie.
Yeah.
We used to go to Busy Farm. It's either Busy or Beezy. And I can't remember.
The bees in the chip.
Bees, because they have bees in their logo, I think. But I think it's Busy Farms. Yeah, they had like a regular corn maze I used to take when Allie was little because everybody thought I was her mom.
A different Allie.
A different Allie. We know a lot of Allies. My sister Allie, I used to take her to the corn maze.
Alison
Corral. We used to go to the corn maze together.
That's cute. Does she like it?
Mom and daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she did. The regular corn maze is boring if you're not a kid, though.
I feel like if we lived by your family still now, that is something like Dan and Allie would want to do.
They would, for sure.
And then Halo would probably want to come.
Of course. Halo loves it.
Yeah.
This guy came up. You know what the worst part of the corn maze is?
Everything.
Right. When you think you've gotten by the scary person, like you're like, oh, they've moved on.
Yeah.
But they're actually just walking right behind you.
No, it freaks me out. It bugs me.
I didn't realize. I thought we had gotten past this guy and I was talking to Boss in front of me and like something just like,
no,
I knew that it wasn't. No. I knew it wasn't Willie behind me. Like I just like, I knew it wasn't. And all of a sudden I heard, hi. And I was like, ah, I literally pushed. I was like, move, bitch. Push her out of my way. I took some videos. They're hella dark, but you can hear everything. I'm like, I have to find that specific clip.
Yeah. You need to post
because
that.
It scared the shit out of me.
You need to post that.
It really scared me.
Well,
that was probably I think I only got scared, like really, really scared, like three times.
Well, are you glad you went? Because every year you get so mad at me that.
Of course, I'm glad I went.
Okay. And we're also, I don't know if we've already talked about this. Maybe we have. We are in that weird age where people are not having Halloween parties anymore.
Yeah.
And, but we don't have kids, so we can't like be it's involved.
It's weird to dress up.
Yeah, we're in that, but I feel like I'm excited when we're going to be old enough to wear, like, you know what? We are going to throw the Halloween party when we're
older.
I'm
fine with that.
We just need to get maybe a little bit older.
Halloween party's either like four kids or it's four adults, I feel like.
Yeah.
But.
I guess that's true. We have to get a lot older because you have to take your kids trick-or-treating. So we got to wait till our kids are like old enough to not trick-or-treat. Then we can have the party.
Or I've seen some of our friends, they'll take their kids trick-or-treating and then all the families just go to one house.
That's
so all the kids just like kick it on Halloween and the adults have fun.
I want to do that and like make caramel apples.
I was going to buy you a caramel apple actually that night and bring it home, but I didn't.
Ashley.
Yeah, I didn't think it would like hold or something.
One of your old clients had a caramel apple, was it? Like food truck.
No, wasn't it hot dogs?
No, but remember they had seasonal caramel apples too, because she brought us some.
Yeah, you're right.
She didn't even live in the state and she brought us some.
That was fire.
That was so nice. And I still think about that caramel apple. That was the last time I had one.
Yeah, she was really nice.
Oh, that's
good. I would
go
back to Savi's Island though.
We live close.
10 minutes. Who knew?
We can talk about this offline.
Yeah, I'm out of town this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your schedule Friday?
That's me and Ashley's talk every morning and every night. What's your schedule today? What's your schedule tomorrow?
It's exhausting.
It's so fun.
We need a family cal.
No, we don't.
We never will.
Anyway, I was going to ask you something else, but let me look at my list. I forget now.
Okay.
Hold on. I had a good segue.
Ooh,
oh, I was going to say, speaking of posting a video of you in a haunted house, you sent me a picture of Webby's brother again.
Guys, I'm sick of it.
You took a video.
No, okay. This is where this has gone for me. I was coming home from working out and I was driving and of course I see them on the corner. And I was like, I
never see them.
I was like, I know they're going to walk by our condo because they live that way.
Crazy.
I don't know where, but I will
find out which house.
I will be finding out. And so I was like, I'm just going to park my car. I'm going to park my car right here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wait for him.
Yeah.
Like a creep. I saw him coming down the sidewalk and I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And so I just waited in the car. They couldn't see me. And I took a video of him. And then I took photos of him.
You took a good photo.
He looks like a masculine Webby. Like it's done.
It's her brother.
That's her fucking brother.
It is.
And it still pisses me off that they won't accept it.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you get upset.
It does upset me, but also it's like astonishing how they look the exact same.
They really
do. I could have picked that one.
Yeah.
But I picked our baby.
But wasn't it only between her and a black
she
one?
She probably, I feel like he was in the first batch that got taken because I think there were five of them.
Why didn't no one pick Webby first? She's the cutest.
Maybe they didn't want a girl. There were two girls left.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll get a girl again, to be honest.
She's the love of my life.
She's the love of my life, but they're kind of sassy.
I like it.
You like a girl dog?
I mean, I married you and I bought her. I just feel like it's just like...
You like girls?
I like girls. Surprise! I'm coming out. I like them sassy.
Wait, actually? Okay, we never talked about this.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. I can't even remember. We brought this up like 4 weeks ago.
This was a long time ago.
We made up this game when we were walking. We had the best day ever walking around Portland.
It was so funny.
But I can't remember what the first saying is. Do you?
Let me look at the list.
Wispy Bones.
Because weren't we naming something Wispy Bones?
We were naming our little dog that we got. We got one
Halloween. We got one Halloween costume. I wish. We got one Halloween decoration and it's a little plant holder and it's a little dog. It's a Skelly dog. So we named him Wispy Bones.
Wispy Bones.
And then we started.
No, also too, because didn't we like see someone's dog named Wispy? And I was like, I'm obsessed with that name. Because all of our dogs have W's for names.
I think so.
And I said Wispy or Wheezy is definitely the next name.
Yeah. And then that dog.
No, I said Wheezy F Bones.
Wheezy F Bones. And then we decided Wispy Bones.
Wispy Bones. Yeah.
So then we started thinking of other things instead of bones, but like it was the same. So it rhymed.
Oh, yeah. We said when your dog has IBS, or no, when your dog has digestive issues, it's Wispy Crohn's.
Yeah. When there's more than one of your dogs, it's Wispy Clones.
When your dog has kidney issues, it's Wispy Stones.
When Aaron's your mom, it's Wispy Jones.
I don't remember those two.
When your dog's into tech, it's Wispy Drones.
Yeah.
When your dog's a pilot, it's Wispy Flones. When your dog loves breakfast, it's Wispy Scones. When your dog works construction, it's Wispy Cones. When your dog is Hispanic and loves nice underwear, it's Wispy Chones. When your dog has a drug problem, it's Wispy Blones.
When your dog needs money, it's Wispy Loans. When your dog, when your dog goes to France's, Wispy Macarons.
No, that was a good one too. When your dog's been working out, it's Wispy Tones.
When your dog goes to Germany, it's Wispy Toblerone.
When your dog loves being in the yard, it's Wispy Gnomes.
When your dog plays football, it's Wispy Mahomes.
No, like the way that we were just walking around Portland and just randomly, again, these all didn't come at one time. So like 10 minutes later, we would just think of something and be like, it's Wispy Mahomes.
Yeah.
No, when you said Wispy Crones, I fucking lost it. I was laughing so hard when you said that. That one and Wispy Mahomes were my favorite.
No, we were dying laughing. Dying.
It was so funny. Like, how many words can you think of that rhyme with bones? And we thought of a lot.
Oh, there's a whole list.
We have an entire list.
Yeah. Homes, phones, gnomes, combs, domes, cyclones.
Homes. When your dog is into real estate, it's Wispy Homes.
When your dog lives in Florida, it's Wispy Cyclones.
Just try it next time, guys. Just try it.
When your dog's in pain, it's Wispy Moans.
Oh.
Or not in pain.
Or not in pain. We don't know.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, that was... I'm going to post that on our story.
It was funny as fuck, period.
It was so funny. And if you don't think it's funny, like, we probably don't have the same sense of humor.
Eat my ass. Hold on. Let me talk about it. That was instant karma. I said, eat my ass. And then I went to take a drink of my coffee. And then I missed my mouth. So it's on my shirt. I laughed. And then I spit it out on my mic. Fuck.
Where's your coffee cup? There it is.
I'm pissed. My coffee's all over me.
I'm so dead. I've never seen you spit anything out.
It was funny.
Oh my God.
That's instant karma. That's how I spit that out. I was laughing about it.
I'm dead.
Well, this shirt straight to the hamper.
Well, okay.
Oops. I'm gonna have a shirt stain in every clip of this podcast.
That's okay. I'm wearing the same jacket from like two clips ago too.
Aaron only has one jacket.
No, I thought I wore the brown one, but turns it because I have this in two colors. Okay, sue me.
Hey, sue me.
Okay.
I need to put the coffee down.
No, put the coffee down.
I have to put it down.
Okay. I think I'm gonna. Well, I think I'm gonna save my tea for the week to talk about Allie and Ashlyn.
Okay, we're going to use that as tea.
Yeah, so we got to save time for that because...
Okay. Well, let's just... First of all, the Aces won back-to-back.
They did.
Cigar KP was out last night.
Yeah.
She was puffing on that cigar.
I was watching all their videos and the lives. It was looked so fun.
The Aces are probably my favorite
team. Did you see 2 Chainz was there?
Of course.
It performed.
He was performing.
I thought that was... I just thought it was the music in the background. And then no. I saw him like, that is... lit.
People honestly love them.
I love that.
Like I will say the WNBA finals was the best. I honestly feel like each team was competing for who had the better halftime show. Fat Joe performed in New York, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was in New York.
That's epic. And Lil Kim.
They had Ashanti, Lil Kim.
Was it Lil Kim?
I think so.
Okay.
Ashanti, right?
Yeah. Somebody else in Vegas too, though. There was a guy that performed. I can't remember who it was, but he was good too.
Mm-hmm.
The second game.
Okay. Well, Ashanti for sure. We saw.
Yeah.
Lil Kim, Fat Joe, and then 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz at the parade.
That's crazy. The parade looked lit.
It looked lit. I love seeing all their shirts because they all like try to get different shirts made. Asia's was like the picture. I don't know if you saw the picture of her like seller like screaming, and it was like Stewie, Jonquil Jones, and somebody else, like another starter on New York, just kind of like rolling, like upset because she was, you know, they couldn't stop. And the picture was really blurry, but it said back to back.
Yeah.
Because everybody knew the picture. And so I like it. Asia just always has like very
some shade.
Just a little bit of shade. And I fuck with that.
Well,
I really do.
She should have got MVP.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, no, I'm happy. I can't believe. So did you see the pictures? Or I can't remember if it was a picture or video. I got to show you this. From 2000, I think it was like 2019.
I have so much coffee on me. Go ahead.
I'm so dead.
No, I'm like, I can't. I smell like coffee. Go ahead. From 2019 of what?
The WNBA playoffs versus this year's.
Oh, it was a video. Yeah, they showed it in New York, how they played in like a tiny ass little.
There was like five people there.
And nobody was there. Yeah.
That's crazy. That wasn't even that long ago.
It really is crazy because I also, like, we grew up in Seattle.
Yeah.
And like Storm games were always lit.
At the Key Arena. They, it was an arena.
It was an arena. And the Key Arena is the shit.
Icon.
The Iconics. Only Icons played there. It, like, Seattle Storm basketball has basketball always. There. Yeah. 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 It's always been bomb. Like, yeah. We grew up.
Sue Bird.
Lauren Jackson.
Lauren Jackson. Adia Barnes.
Who? Good one. What's
Tully.
Yeah. What's the coach's name, though? With the, I have her
Lynn
bobblehead.
Dunn.
Lynn Dunn. Icon.
You broke my Sue Bird bobblehead.
Yeah, I need to glue it back together.
Yeah, you do.
It fell in the round.
It's like, I actually can't look at it.
I tried to hide it.
It makes me pissed.
Hey, I tried to hide it.
No, I know. It's behind our printer.
I tried to hide it.
It's rude.
Well, I didn't mean to.
You didn't even say anything about it.
I was going to glue it back together. We don't have any glue. Like, we don't have any hot glue or anything.
Hot glue.
I need to go to Joanne's.
We have like a glue gun.
Hey, I need to go to Joanne's. The neighborhood girl. Crafty girl.
I would die if you just started bedazzling things.
Yeah.
I could see you doing that.
I'm going to bedazzle.
I could see you doing your water ball. Water.
Hey, I'm going to bedazzle our mics. Call me Taylor.
Oh my God.
I'm going to bedazzle these.
You should.
That'll be fun.
That's a good project.
That's
for
a good project.
Yeah.
That's a good project.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I had to say about the Aces. Okay. I'm just happy for him.
I'm happy for him too.
I'm happy for him. I hope they win another one.
Okay.
I think they said it was the first time there'd been back to back in 20 years.
Yeah. Since something the, like it was either the
Sparks.
Yeah, God, I had just had Lakers in my head. Sorry. Yeah, well, it was either Lakers. The Sparks or Houston Comets, right?
I think the Sparks. I think the Houston Comets was before that, and they won three.
I had Houston Comets necklace growing up.
I remember going when we first moved to Oregon. We went to the Nike employee store.
Yeah.
And Cheryl Swoops was there.
Wow.
And Tina Thompson.
Icon.
It was big time.
That's cool.
It was really cool.
And if you guys don't know who we're talking about,
eat my ass.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Read a book.
I need to go. I want to actually read one of our write-ins.
Oh.
But I gotta find it. Hold on, because I just feel like this is gonna be funny for you.
I cannot get over how much coffee's on me.
No, that's crazy.
That's wild.
That's really crazy. Okay. Hi, Aaron and Ashley. I want to tell you guys a funny story that happened at work. One of my coworkers had to get a new work phone because his stopped working. When he got his new iPhone, he downloaded from the cloud, but it uploaded all his personal information instead of his work information. He has to take photos for part of his job, so I was going through the photos to look at some of the items that needed to be addressed, and I ended up seeing all his nudes.
Oh no.
He's a gay man, so there are many colorful dick pics that I can't seem to get out of my head. Of he knew that I saw them, and luckily he and I are very close work friends, but I still can't look at him the same.
Of course not. Once you've seen somebody's dick, it's over. That's all you're seeing. Dang. Not the personal cloud.
No, can you just imagine?
No.
Like,
I can't.
I can't.
That's laughs.
I couldn't. Even if I was really good friends with them, I'm just like, I can't look at you the same.
All I see is your dick.
Yeah.
Then that's what I would say and keep walking by them.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey.
I think I would bring it up every day to them.
I'd be like, I saw your dick.
Yeah. Like, remember when I saw your nudes?
Remember angle three? Don't. Don't do that again.
I bet gay guys take different nudes than straight guys.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think same with gay girls and straight girls.
Yeah.
I think, honestly think that nudes are very personal.
Totally.
So.
Why do you think gay girls and straight girls?
I don't know.
Huh. You don't have a theory behind it? Or like no. Any examples or anything?
No, I don't have any examples. Not like you're trying to get me caught up.
Not like personal examples.
You're trying to get obviously. Me caught up.
I'm just saying, like, can you give us an example? And like,
she's trying to start a fight. She's trying to start a fight. Chaos. That's toxic. You know she said, show me an example then, Ash.
Not show me an example.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm not like a nude, like, I'm not like an expert. Like, I'm not an expert.
Who do you think is an expert?
Of all the types of people?
Yeah.
Honestly, probably a gay guy. I feel like they just would, like, do all the angles of their dick. And, like, they would, like, I don't know, like, do specific things, like, Like they would prep for the nude.
Maybe like have makeup on their face too.
Like they would cute. Prep for the nude. They would.
I think girls do that though.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Or even if they did OnlyFans.
I feel like those people are really prepping.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Getting things nice and tight down there.
Okay. Gosh, I have to sift through because some of these are Halloween ones.
Halloweeny.
I know. Hold on. My toxic trait is switching from one dreaded chore to another, even though I really need to do the other one more. I feel that.
I'm a procedures person, so I will finish the task before I move on.
No, it's actually really impressive because you will do one thing at a time.
That's how I eat, too.
That is true.
Like, I don't move around the plate. I'm eating one thing at a time.
Why do you think that is? Because we're the exact opposite. I'll have 20 tabs open and I'll be doing 50 different little, like, switching back and forth.
No, I like can't. My brain can't do that.
So maybe I'm just superior.
No, I think you're chaotic as fuck. I'll open up Aaron's computer and it'll be
I need all those open.
And I'll go to open another window and it'll be like too many windows open.
No, but I need
your computer,
all of them.
Your computer will just flash a middle finger.
No, I
need like we can't do anymore. Your computer's like, bitch, I'm doing enough. I'm doing enough. I have four charting systems open.
I need them.
Emails.
No, literally. I have like, I literally have five emails open.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
Of course it is. No. Okay. I can't handle that.
Okay. I'm going to save some of these other ones. People are so nice. Just writing and saying they like our show. Thank you.
Thanks.
I can't wait to read these Halloween ones. That's going to be next week. Okay. And we had some toxic traits. Do you want to, should we talk about, because I feel like we're already 40 minutes in. I want to talk about.
Oh my God.
I know. We can't do a long episode today. And I really want to talk about the Allie Krueger. Krieger?
I don't know. We can talk about that. Also, like, we will be binging The Golden Bachelor. We will be binging that.
Oh, yeah.
And we will be giving you an update. So we haven't forgotten. There's just been, like, other shit on.
Well, someone DM'd us and said, I know you're watching The Golden Bachelor, but have you watched F-Boy? I said,
yes,
sir, we have. One episode.
Yeah, and that's another, like, we watched that instead the other night.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Okay, I cannot talk enough about F-Boy Island because it sounds like it's going to be a dumb show, but Nikki Glaser is so, it's the perfect mix of comedy and, like, making fun of the show at the same time.
Yeah, she does a good job.
Yeah. So, did you have anything more to say about that show?
What? F-Boy Island?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
We only watched one episode.
I know, but, like, you have no takeaways?
I think it'd be fun to be on that show.
What do you mean?
Like, I think it would be fun to be one of the guys on that show. Like, whether you're an F-Boy or a nice guy, like, I think it would be really fun to, like, be on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like that would be fun to because
you could win money.
You could win money. And like, I don't remember whose podcast Nikki Glaser was on, but she was talking about how like she doesn't know the guys. Like she doesn't know what they are. She's like, I prefer not to know because I don't want to like prejudge them. I just want to like not know.
Maybe we should explain it to people real quick.
Go ahead.
So there's three girls and they're all trying to date these guys and the guys are either a nice guy or an F boy. And basically they all have to like pick some to date and then they like vote them out each week. They're trying to vote out the F boys. At the end of the show, they all should be like coupled up with like one of them. And then, if it is a nice guy, they both split $100,000. The couple does.
Yep.
If it's an F boy, he has a chance to just take all the money or split it.
Yep.
So he gets the power instead of the girl. Actually, the girl also has the power to take it with the nice guy, I think. Yeah. And I think in the past two seasons, we've seen all scenarios happen.
Yep.
It's crazy.
No, it is crazy. Like Nikki was saying how it's crazy when an F boy tricks somebody because like they're really being like that, you know, like they're really playing games with people. But like that's also the game.
Yeah, it's a
show, you know, so like that's what the F boy is supposed to do is they're supposed to trick the girl into thinking they're a nice guy.
Yeah.
And so she's like, when the girl falls for it, it's like really crazy to me because like they're that good at pretending.
Yes.
You know, scary. Like it's like, that's really scary, but you can't be mad at them because that's the game. Like you're supposed to do that, but it would be really hard not to be like annoyed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my only takeaway is Katie is one of the main girls from The Bachelor. She used to be The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
I just feel like she's just like she's not the best casting for that show.
She's not my favorite. She wasn't my favorite Bachelorette. She's not funny. I hate that she self-proclaimed her just a comedian. You're not funny, bitch. Ain't nobody laughing at you.
I've never listened to her stand up.
I don't want to.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a fan of hers like whatsoever.
Oh, really? I
do not think she's funny. Didn't like her Bachelor. Haven't liked her journey after. I'm just like, you're boring to me.
Well, it just
there's so many other Bachelorettes that I have liked since then.
Yeah.
Gabby, I loved her. The other lady that was on the same show as Gabby, they did it together.
Rachel. You liked her?
I liked both of them. They were fine. Rachel. Michelle was fine.
Yeah.
Like I thought, Katie is just like,
she just
a wet sock to me.
Wow.
A wet sock.
That's rude.
Oh.
Wow.
She'll never hear this. And if she does, I don't care what you think of me. So that's all I have.
Okay. Well, I have nothing to say back to that.
That's all I have.
I don't feel that strongly about her. I just don't think it was a good casting. Mm. Because the girls are supposed to be like, how do I say this?
Who's being rude now?
Cool. And like, I think she's kind of like nerdy.
I don't think it has anything to do with that. I'll
all of the girls have been
you want me to just say what you really want to say? You want me to say it?
What?
She's not very sexy.
Okay, well, yeah.
I'll say it.
That too.
She doesn't, she's has like no sex appeal to me. She's not like, she is a better casting for The Bachelorette than she is for FYI.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
What I'll say. She's a better fit for that show.
Exactly, where it's like, it's just a different type of girl, I think, for this show.
Yeah.
And no shade against anyone. I'm just saying that's just different.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we get into some other, I just want to read these. Toxic Trace, listening to the same song on repeat for 3 days straight.
I'll do that for a year.
I was going to say, that's you for 3 years.
I've been listening to the same three songs for 6 months.
Yeah.
You want to know what they are?
Sure.
It's embarrassing. Maybe not.
No, just say it.
Bubs.
Up, up.
Okay. ASAP Rocky, Sundress. The Call, Backstreet Boys. That song changed the trajectory of his life. And
I'm sorry.
He said, I'll be out late tonight. Don't wait up for me, okay? Click.
That's insane.
No, like click.
My battery's running out.
No, like no, it's not.
That song is a bop.
No, it's so fucking good. And then what's the one where he's like, hotter than a pepper, no mint.
Oh my god. I don't know the name of it.
Me either. Those are the only three songs I listen to.
That is so random. Yeah. Also.
I've also been in my Bad Reputation era. Like I've only listened to that album for this week.
Oh, I know. I've been listening to it so much still. Do you think that NSYNC coming together is just a PR move for Justin Timberlake?
I think he is finally at the point where he's like, I could use some good publicity. Like I don't necessarily think he wants to do this.
Are you going to read the Britney Spears book?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah. That was a big part of like.
You should probably get started.
Damn. What do you mean?
Maybe you should listen to an Audible or something.
No. I don't do good on Audible.
Okay. Okay.
Is it long?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
Okay.
But I do want to read it, of course.
Yeah.
I loved Britney. I loved that era. I loved Britney and Justin. I want to read about all the drama in that.
Well, it is crazy now that people are dissecting their music videos and songs.
No, it's insane.
It's like we needed this 20 years ago.
Like the abortion, her having
that one song,
the lady on the table in the hospital in her music video, like hello.
Yeah,
hello.
I know.
Hello.
It's really sad.
It's I sad. Also am annoyed. I read
did
something.
She cheat on him?
Who
did Britney Spears cheat on him?
There was something that I thought I saw something yesterday that's in there,
because you know that's why he wrote Cry Me a River.
Yeah,
but she cheated on him.
I think they both did.
Oh, okay.
He also broke up with her over text, like on his flip phone. What an asshole.
I have to do more deep dives on this.
Yeah, it's definitely something I want to read it and like talk about it for sure.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, I looked at something today that she's like praising her now ex-husband.
Kevin Federline?
No.
Oh.
Sam Ashwagandha or whatever his last name is.
The latest one.
The latest one.
Why?
She's like,
why did they get divorced?
I don't know. I feel like they got divorced because she's probably like, I don't know. It's like hard. Like it's tough. It's a tough situation. I always thought he was fucking weird for marrying her in the first place.
But they were together so long. Like, I feel like something would have had to happen because he always seemed so happy. Unless,
yeah,
I don't know. I always thought their relationship was fake, to be honest.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't know. It just like, but she was apparently like singing his praises in this book, but now they're not together, so it's really weird.
Weird. That's what I'm saying. Like, what happened?
It is. I don't know. I just know that they're not together anymore, and he's weird. And okay. We're still unsure if he was using cardboard cutouts of Britney or not. Like, we're still confused.
Yeah. I thought Britney was dead for a long time.
I think a lot of people did.
Yeah.
It's sad, though.
Yeah, it is sad.
Just all of this, like, I think seeing all the little things from her book that are, like, the excerpts that are coming out, and then seeing how she is in live time right now, you're just like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so bad that, like...
That's, like, the product of what happened.
Yeah, like, you went from being, like, arguably the most famous...
She was.
Like... Everybody wanted to be Britney Spears. Everybody wanted to be Britney Spears or date Britney Spears.
She was
like,
so talented.
She was amazing. She was so good.
If you don't know, go watch some of her old music videos. Talented. Talented.
Insane.
So talented.
Insane. And now, you know, like, what do we expect? She was on Lithium.
Well, and she just had a lot of like mental health issues.
Yeah, of course she did. She was a star from the time she was younger. Like,
we did not treat like people.
We didn't treat people right.
No wonder why she shaved her head and went crazy.
I still just don't understand why, like, again, like, Doja shaved her head a couple months ago and her eyebrows. And we were just like, oh, that's Doja.
Yeah.
Like, let Britney live.
I know. We should check in on people, make sure they're okay. And not bully them and take pictures of them.
It's fucked up.
It is crazy. It's fucked up. Can we get into the Ali Krieger?
Go ahead.
How do you say her last name?
I don't know.
I've listened to so many videos on this too. Okay. For those who don't know, Ali Krieger, is that, I just feel like
Aaron,
it's gonna
just
bug
say
me.
Ali, like nobody cares. We're not a research based podcast. Ali and Ashlyn.
Okay.
Period.
Okay. They were married, both on the U.S. women's national team, mm-hmm. soccer team.
One played, one didn't.
They
and that's a point we need to make.
Yeah. Ali is really good.
Ali is a fucking baller.
Yeah. And they've been together for what, like 10 years or more?
Yeah.
And they've been married for four or something. They have two kids together. One's pretty young. They adopted two kids. And they were kind of icons in the women's soccer world.
They were.
And so apparently, I think in the summer, Ashlyn went to France for the festival.
In the Cannes?
Yes. And there was like videos of Ashlyn and Sophia Bush from One Tree Hill talking, hanging out. And also, did you know that Sophia Bush, she was friends with both of them?
Yeah.
Would like comment on things.
Sketch.
Anyway, then Ashlyn immediately comes back. And it was sad because Allie had posted all these things when Ashlyn was gone. Like, we miss you. We need you. This is so hard doing, you know, taking care of two kids.
We miss mommy.
Yeah, comes back, immediately divorces Ali. She's
crazy.
Blindsided.
She did not miss her.
And mind you, all of this comes out the same week that Ali is retiring from soccer. So she's like, you know, it's this huge deal. They're having all these parties for her retiring. It's the same day or week.
It's literally I want to say something got announced on the same day.
People thought that Ashlyn linked it to overshadow. And then some people also say someone else leaked it because then everyone would have been like, well, where is Ashlyn?
At like all the events and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she was nowhere to be seen.
Yeah. Ashlyn also took out mom and wife in her bio of Instagram, which is...
It's not this. It's not that. She put it back.
She put the mom back in. Because if you go to Ashlyn's page, she is getting hate.
As
on her
she
pages.
Should, though.
And then also...
It's sketchy timing.
No, it's just weird because... everyone loves Ali, so it seems like the whole world is taking Ali's side because she's still in playoffs. It's her retirement time when she should be celebrated. And it just is so weird because now she's literally out and about with Sophia. She went to like Megan Rapinoe's game.
Yeah.
That whole video went viral.
Crazy.
And it's insane. I can't stop thinking about it.
The way Sue Bird showed up to
yes
the WNBA Finals game in New York with a team Ali Kroger
yeah.
shirt. Like, we know who's on the right side of history.
Sue is into fashion, so obviously she chose that.
We know
shirt.
She intentionally.
If she and Megan Rapinoe are wearing those shirts and like not wanting to talk to Sophia Bush, like something you know.
Happened.
Well, she obviously cheated on her.
Yeah, I don't think that's like. If we see it.
Yeah, it's like obvious. We you don't just it. Come back and get divorced over like a one trip thing. That's great.
You
with
don't,
two kids.
I was going to say, you don't do that with no kids, let alone two kids. Mm-hmm. Like, that's insane.
And for her to have no idea, like be so blindsided. Yeah. I wonder. Yeah, that's just weird to me. It's so weird to me.
Ashlyn has some fucking nerve.
It's crazy. It's
she crazy. Has some fucking nerve.
It's crazy that she can just be walking out and about the world with this new girlfriend. Like, at least give it some time.
Lesbians are sloppy.
It's sloppy. It's rude.
It's really sloppy and rude, especially, I don't know. I feel like, especially when you've been with someone for so long, like, you should just have more respect for some. Like,
yeah.
If
exactly.
If respect. We were in that situation and, like, I went to the cans and I cheated or whatever.
Wow.
And you were retiring from soccer.
Yeah.
See how hypothetical this is?
Yeah.
Okay. And you were retiring from soccer. I still would, like, I don't know. There's like a respect thing. We've been together for 10 years.
Yeah. And I just can't imagine like doing
me
that
cheating
to you.
Me either. So
no, I just can't imagine like being like, oh, I'm going to completely blow up our life.
Like, and just like ruin your moment of like
yeah.
ending of something that you've done your whole life. Like, that's really fucked up.
It's such a special time for Allie right now. And especially yeah. she's still in playoffs. So she posted that thing like in my Beyonce Lemonade era
and
she playoffs.
Is. And she is.
That's so sad.
It's bad. It's just like, it's, I don't know. Ashlyn,
it's rude.
Ashlyn.
It's selfish.
It is very selfish.
It seems like a very, well, it also doesn't seem like an irrational decision. It's like, okay, if you've known this person for a long time, then like, how long were you feeling that way about her?
When did the flirting start?
Yeah.
You know, like this isn't just like,
and Sophia Bush got a divorce too.
Yeah. She married like her COVID boyfriend.
Yeah. They both got a divorce. What, the same week they decided yeah. to come back?
Yeah.
And
no,
do it.
Literally. It was like they came back and they did it.
That's lesbian speed.
No, that's lesbian speed is something that unlike any other speed.
They're probably living together.
Guaranteed. They've been living together probably.
But you have two kids here. That's crazy. That's crazy.
It is crazy. Like, she really was just like, who cares?
Yeah, there must have been some other issues going on. Maybe we don't know about it, but I cannot stop thinking about it. And yeah. I hope Allie kills
it. I hope they win.
Yeah.
And period.
Period. And the shade that the like Gotham, New York has been posted is so funny.
Everybody's been throwing Ashlyn shade. Like when the U.S. team was like, happy birthday to our 2-time gold medalist, like this and that. And somebody commented like, 2-timer. That's right.
Yeah.
Like, people really are going after Ashlyn. Like, even the videos of people that are like deep diving the situation.
Yeah.
There's this guy on Barstool who's like obsessed with female sports and drama and everything. And he's very adamant at saying like, oh, Allie's the one that plays and Ashlyn's the one that never got a minute
yeah.
in the World Cup. Like, he's like, no, Ashlyn doesn't play soccer. She watches soccer.
Yeah.
Like, those are my favorite types of little jabs.
Yeah.
Especially at a time like this. It's deserved.
Yeah. It's like, your wife is an icon.
Your wife is an icon.
I didn't know she was that.
She's that bitch.
Yeah, I just didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
So we'll definitely keep you updated because that's insane.
It's just, it's lesbian speed, like you said. Typical.
It's just rude.
It is just rude.
It is rude. I would never.
No. It's not right.
It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, it's not right.
But it's not embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing
Ashlyn
for Allie.
Should be embarrassed.
Yeah, it's embarrassing for Ashlyn and her mullet.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. How can you do that?
It's embarrassing.
And your kids?
No, I would be so embarrassed to literally like see my kids.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like be embarrassed to like have that conversation with my kids, because in this day and age, you can hide things from your kids all you want, but like at some point they're going to see it all.
Yeah.
It's all going to come out.
Yes.
Like, just because your kids are young enough right now to maybe not understand the magnitude of what's happening, they will be old enough at some point.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Can't hide.
Yeah. Anyway, what's your tea for the week?
My tea for the week is that restaurants in California will be charging extra if you throw up at brunch. Did we already talk about this?
No, but I saw that.
It's fucked up.
I think...
I have a couple thoughts.
No, isn't it just bottomless mimosas?
Bottomless mimosas.
Bottomless drinks.
Yeah, if you get bottomless drinks at brunch in California and you vomit, they can charge you extra.
A cleaning fee.
A cleaning fee. I will say, I agree with it.
Is there a certain place where you can throw up? Like, it didn't it say like outside or something?
I don't know. I think like if you,
because if you did in the like the toilet.
Well, I'll say if you cause extra like attention or cleaning from the staff of the restaurant.
Yeah.
You should have to pay a fee.
What's your thought on bottomless drinks? Because obviously we have participated in that back in our day.
Of course.
I still would.
No, you wouldn't.
I just like.
No, you wouldn't.
Champagne really gives me a headache. Yeah, so
no,
like.
No, you wouldn't.
So like it's not financially smart for me to participate because I'm probably going to have two.
Yeah. No, no.
You know
I don't,
what I mean?
I don't really do like mimosas like that.
And you don't even like mimosas.
Yeah. Champagne's fine. It's not my favorite. Like I wouldn't really probably participate anymore.
Because the last time we went to Ray's Diner in Portland, and that's now closed.
I miss that place.
But that place would get so lit. They started serving. They ran out of champagne. They started serving vodka.
Vodka with what is that called? Vodka with orange juice.
That a period. Screwdriver.
They started serving screwdrivers. We ended up back at Ray's for dinner that evening. I think
was that the same day.
I think so.
We were that with was our fun. Friends having that turned into vodka, turned into screwdrivers. They had so many board games and I was playing. We left and then came back. Why did we come back for dinner?
Because we hadn't had it yet. So we wanted to try it.
That's insane.
The meatloaf was crazy. The meatloaf went.
And that place closed down because you it know did. What? I bet something happened like that.
Well, it should have. They should have been serving bottomless screwdrivers. That's crazy.
That was crazy.
No,
Ray's, what's the price difference?
Ray's was nuts. And they had a great porch. Yeah, I think if you cause any extra like if you even if you throw up like outside in the front in the bushes, that's a fee.
Yeah.
But if you throw up in the toilet and like nobody knows about it, no fee.
Well, because in California too, it doesn't rain. So like they're going to have to clean
it. That's sick.
Yeah.
The streets stink there anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't bottomless mimosas are dangerous.
No, they are dangerous.
It's
like,
a dangerous game.
Because I can drink champagne and orange juice really fast.
Yeah,
like I don't have a problem doing that.
Because you're like thirsty when you're eating. It tastes good.
Yeah, I don't have a problem doing that. It instantly gives me a headache.
Then it just goes straight to your head. And then all of a sudden you're like, it's 1 p.m. and I am drunk.
And I haven't stood up in 4 hours. And then you stand up and it's done.
And then someone gets sick.
It's wobbles.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Bobblehead season.
Then you have a hangover by 4 p.m.
Ugh.
When you have a hangover the same day.
That's tough.
It's not right.
That's bottomless.
And that's why I just would have to.
Bottomless hangovers.
Bottomless hangovers.
No, that's sick.
No, that is crazy.
That's, yeah, that's toxic.
Yeah, that's toxic. Okay. Oh, this picture of, I don't even want to talk about it. Brittany Mahomes and Taylor Swift doing.
I'm putting my prediction in. I think they're going to stay together forever.
Okay.
That's all I have to say about them this
Brittany
week.
Brittany and Taylor?
No.
Do you think she actually likes Brittany Mahomes?
Yeah. Taylor's just
Wispy
like a
Mahomes.
Nice... Wispy Mahomes. Taylor's just a nice girl.
Yeah, Taylor's really nice.
She's just a nice girl.
She's nice.
Did you see the quote that the Kelsey's dad said?
No.
He said something like, you know, like, I saw... She went back to, like, get a drink or do something in the suite. And, you know, next thing I know, she's cleaning up cups and plates and throwing these things away. He was like, she's not a diva at all.
She never gives diva.
No, but like,
yeah,
if my son was dating somebody like that, I would be like, I wouldn't know what to expect. You're the most famous woman in the world right now.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know what to expect. I would not expect you to clean up people's shit.
I wouldn't either, because she's, you know, some people, like, think about like Justin Bieber. He's been famous for so long, mm-hmm. since he was young. He doesn't even know. He's probably had help and like cleaners and all these things for so long that like he doesn't even know that maybe is like a sign of.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like manners or something.
Yeah.
Or, I don't even know.
No. Manners are so undervalued.
Yes. And I think, yeah, I agree. She is someone that I'm not surprised that she.
No, it didn't. It didn't surprise me at all. I was like, of course she is, because she's just like a normal person.
Yeah.
That's why we love her.
Yeah.
She said, because she's dead.
Hey, you forgot to say you're on your pedicure journey. Or is that going to be your
trait? Oh, my God. You guys, I'm on my pedicure journey, but.
Maybe your toxic trait is that you can't keep still.
Okay. I have a couple toxic traits about pedicures. I'll save this one for another week. One, I love when they scrape your foot, but I'll kick you in the face.
Yeah. You are.
I'm so ticklish, like it sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Pedicures really aren't that enjoyable to me.
Why are some people more ticklish than others? What is the science behind that?
I don't know. I'll look. I don't.
Okay.
Get back to you guys because this is a research paper.
I'm just moving the whole time. I'm doing my best not to laugh. I'm doing my best not to kick the lady. But on, it's really not the worst part about me getting a pedicure is I will fuck it up 10 minutes after it's done. I brought sandals this time. I was ready. I thought I waited long enough. I get in the car. I go to release the e-brake and I scrape my toe, my big toe, huge gash. Like, bitch, waste $75 a different way.
Yeah.
I'm still mad.
So maybe your toxic trait is that you always mess it up and that you're ticklish because you can't keep still.
Yeah, it's tough.
I just feel like people who get ticklish, like their feet, like I'm just better than you. And I'm sorry I said it. I don't say I'm a better than a lot of people, but
I just feel like you don't have any feeling in your feet.
Maybe I don't have any feeling.
You don't have any feelings.
I don't have feelings.
Feelings.
Feelings deep inside
period.
My soul.
Period. Period. All the way to your feet.
In my feet.
I think people who are ticklish are more fun.
I think they're like, yeah, not fun, but maybe like goofy.
Cool.
Or like,
I think people who aren't
like tryhards.
I think people who aren't ticklish are tryhards. You guys are like, I'm not ticklish. And you're just sitting there like, it feels good. Like, no, it fucking doesn't.
I'm not trying to be ticklish.
You're like, I'm not even ticklish. And I see you like gripping the seat.
Like, not at all.
She's like, I'm not ticklish at all.
I was relaxing, getting a massage in the chair.
I was like, put down the cheese grater. Like when they bring out that thing, I'm like, put it down.
No, I think it like you and our other friend, Erica, like are so ticklish. I think that's more normal. I think I'm just the one like I always joke and say like I'm just better than you guys and grow up.
It's crazy.
But I think really it's like I don't have any
feelings in your feet. Yeah, you don't have any feelings in your feet.
Just kidding. No, I think it feels good. I never get ticklish.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Why is that not?
Okay.
Wait,
is it recording still, guys?
I think it's still recording.
Hello?
Okay.
Oh, there it goes. Guys, this has been the first episode where nothing has happened to our microphones and we've made it all the way through without having to start over or like reconnect.
Wow. Okay. I'm
let's end the show before we,
you don't even care about my toxic trait.
I do, but I'm saying like before this heart messes up.
It looks like a heart.
It does look like that.
EKG. Okay. My toxic trait is that I can always, and I'm like, this is one of my best pride and joys that I can do. One of my biggest talents, if you will. I can always find the cartoon or the animal or something that's like someone looks like.
The doppelganger. Yeah.
I'll be watching somebody and be like, I know exactly what this looks like. And I'll pull up, like the other day I pulled up.
Gromit.
I pulled up, if you guys know Wallace and Gromit, I pulled up Gromit. I'm not going to say who Gromit was for because it's kind of rude.
Yeah, don't.
Because it was for a female.
Yeah, don't.
But
it looked just like him.
It looked exactly like them.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. And it's not to be a mean thing. Because
No. We all look like something.
You guys could scroll back to like episode 3 when we did your animals that you look like.
It's fucked up.
And it's just
love. But I do look like that.
We all, it's like embrace your insecurities.
I do look like that.
We all look like something.
Yeah.
So I've probably, take it as a compliment.
Yeah, just take it.
Like you.
Take it as a compliment. Do it.
Okay. Well, love you guys. Oh, write us in toxictpodcast@gmail.com. Tell us your Halloween stories. Tell us what you're going to be for Halloween or what you were for Halloween or when you threw up outside Bottomless Mimosa brunch. And did they charge you? And we have an anonymous ride section. It's in our bio. Follow us.
We got to work on this. We got to work on this closing.
Okay.
Ciao, 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 ciao.